is it. It's the final match of the round of 16 to determine the last team to go into the quarter-final draw, or the quarter-final match-up. England against Iceland, kick-off not that far away, half an hour, 45 minutes away, in Nice, looking resplendent in the evening sunshine, of course.
Yeah. But the England lineup, as you say, a lot of changes. Raheem Sterling has come back in.
Well, that's the big one, isn't it?
Well, I was at the Wales game, England-Wales game, and I have to say, as a fan, in amongst the fans, I have not heard such amount of booing for one player playing for England with an England shirt on.
Really? The last time I heard that kind of abuse from the stands, Sunil, was in South Africa with regards to, I think it was Aaron Lennon. At the time, got that kind of abuse for similar kind of performances. Iceland, this is how they line up. Look at those yellow cards. But remember, it's not important unless they get to that quarter final. And, well, Sunil, if you want to take me through the 11, I suppose it's all the Suns, isn't it?
No, but I'll tell you one thing about the team. They haven't changed a single person in the last three games. They've kept the same team. They play the same way. And very solid
continuity.
Yeah, so even though, gents, I don't want you guys to be nervous, but trust me, it's not going to be easy because they play proper, difficult football for the opponent. Mm. It's not going to be easy to break them. All the games that we have seen, they have shown so much of resilience and they have shown so much of a unity in the team. Yeah. So we're talking about naming one player, it's the whole 11 that is there going to be against England today.
Right. Let's just turn our attention back to England because, once again, he's made a lot of changes, Roy Hodgson.
Yeah, I mean, there was a big surprise with the six changes he made
against Slovakia.
He did explain himself with regards to four of them. The two forward changes made sense because of the impact they had.
Starting Sterling, Roy Hodgson has used one of his subs already. I mean, that is cruel. But amongst the joke, he's got a point.
How many times have we said about quality players, you know, when they do it well, then they're worth their selection? We talked about Lewandowski earlier in the a couple of days ago. Raheem Sterling, when he's playing well, he'll terrorise this Icelandic defence.
Who would you have chosen as your starting striking options if you were Roy Hodgson?
Harry Kane and Vardy both.
Harry Kane and Vardy.
I'll put both of them as strikers and I'll play Rooney as a number 10.
So where would you have put Vardy? Would you have put him wide?
No, just strikers. Two strikers behind the number 10, Rooney.
So two up front?
Yeah, two up front.
Is this game going to penalties in your gut? What's your gut?
My heart wants you to go to penalties and somehow both teams to get through, but we know that's not going to happen, do we? No, I want England to win, and I don't think it'll go to penalties.